He's dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
Yeah, here we go.
Do it to me one more time.
I would rather not. He's always asking.
Never enough.
You're always asking.
For a girl like me.
A girl who has a fake vagina.
Oh. You know what? I have a question for our medical professional.
What medical professional are you talking about?
I'm going to tell you exactly who we have right now. The sole proprietor of Texas Pharmaceutical Consulting, Dr. Jimmy Maffa. Welcome.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you here in my garage.
First guess. First guess?
Guesticle?
First guess. Man?
First guess.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Truly an honor.
Nailed it. Now, seeing as you are one of two sponsors who don't pay us, why? This is so dumb.
Well, let's talk about the payment part, first of all.
Sure.
The absolute rush of traffic that has come to my site since you guys have put us out there, it's unbelievable.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Can we start this thing over?
No.
Nope.
We can't. So yeah. I thought what I liked about your business versus our other sponsor, 14 Finches, 14finches.com for all your graphic design needs, was the, what I'm going to call rush to market with your website.
Yeah.
You decided you had a business idea, you actually formed a business, and then you put a website up all within a matter of a year? Probably well within a year.
I'd say minutes.
Well, I was trying to be nice to 14 Finches, 14finches.com for all your graphic design needs.
So it's just, if you don't mind, a little background of the business.
Sure, yeah. Is it Texas Pharmacy Consulting or Consultants?
Two different companies.
Okay.
Funny you should mention that. Just this week,
yes,
our legal team drafted a cease and desist for a very nice young lady who started Texas Pharmacy Consultants in Dallas, Texas.
Ooh.
Very nice. Spoke with her. You know, we're going to work it out.
Now, is this the legal team at LegalZoom?
No. The legal team at Texas.
David
Pharmacy
Comey, the attorney that rocks.
Now, when I pull up the website, which one of the diverse characters that you have on this website is your legal team? Let me pull it. Is it the Asian woman or is it the black gentleman or which one are we? Is it one of the
whites?
I'm
going to spitball here. It's probably the Jew.
I mean, you know,
How can you tell? How can you tell?
Oh, no. They're just... It's the guy holding the gold. It's that guy.
Texas Pharmacy Consulting is no longer a sponsor of the show.
Oh, it's a sponsor. You're one of two people who don't pay us.
Yeah.
Who is not a sponsor. Combos. We dropped Combos.
Yeah, we dropped Combos in the toilet because...
It's streamed out of our buttholes.
Yeah. Like it makes hot lava.
Yeah.
Well, I have gifts. Is that better than paying you guys?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. He's
Why
getting
are you whispering.
Yeah. Yeah. This is non-formal. You're a great guy.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Guys. We appreciate you supporting TISD. So yes, maybe one day
the garage right
will be upgraded.
We're in the future studio, I think,
yeah.
Right? Future studio?
Yep.
Actually, this is the first place we started with the iRig, that POS iRig.
Yeah.
Heather, you'll remember the iRig. It's one of the first ones we used.
That's right.
Sorry. You were going to lavish us with gifts.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit more about the business first.
What the hell just happened?
Good move, because we're about to kick your ass out of here. Yeah. Go ahead.
So, well, we opened, like I said, in 2015, providing nursing home consults, since you asked.
Yes.
After listening to the podcast, there was some confusion as of what the hell we do.
Right.
Yeah. We thought
there probably will still be confusion after today, but please. Yeah.
Thought it was a euthanasia thing.
Okay. Let me try to spell it out. Then, so when we started out, you know, by law, every nursing home needs a pharmacist to come.
Oh, it is a euthanasia thing. Okay.
Right. So, you know, they need us to come in and review charts every month. That's the law. So that's
Absolutely.
How we started. Fast forward to 2017, we saw this huge demand for in-home consultations.
Hmm. Why do you think that demand came
What happened to 2016? But whatever. Keep going.
Well, we fast-forwarded
2016.
He flash-forwarded.
Lots of masturbation. 2017, business goes through the roof.
Yeah.
Masturbation? I don't know. Take it away.
We can help with that. Anyway, what we're seeing spouses were just overwhelmed. Let's say you're an overweight man in your late 30s. have a massive heart attack and you survive. Your wife is caring for you, your two children, their dog, is working full-time for State Street Bank, and now comes home with literally 14 new medications. That's where we come in. We're going to sit down with them, go into detail on the whole course of therapy, and work with providers to customize a plan for a better, healthier quality of life.
That story hits home.
Or
for me.
No. Or, I mean, maybe you just turned 40. You're in great shape. You're sitting in a meeting at work. Never had a seizure in your life. And then, bam, a grand mal seizure. Instead of lying you down, some moron holds you so tight that you rip out both your shoulders.
Yeah.
And your life is never the same.
This guy sounds handsome.
We're here for you.
Yeah. You are. That's awesome.
Where that guy in that story who had the seizures,
yeah.
Where does he stand on fake vaginas?
Okay. As a medical professional, your professional opinion, wouldn't you want to feel a fake vagina?
No, it looks too fake for me, man.
No. How do you know? You've seen one.
To me, it looks like... Here we go. Well, I mean...
I'm not talking about a fleshlight. I'm talking about a re-engineered vagina. Man has said to themselves, I can make a vagina better than the one that's on you, you filthy pig. I mean, he's talking to his wife. She took half of his money.
Yeah.
Right? The guy, I'm assuming it's a guy. Could be a girl.
Shout out to Jeff Bezos.
Shout out to Bezos. Amazon.com. You get Amazon a fake vagina. As a medical professional, aren't you even the least bit curious about what one feels like?
I mean, to tell you the truth, you could look in someone's ear and see the exact same thing. I get the same pleasure of touching my ear as something like that.
You get the same pleasure touching your ear as you do humping a vagina?
I do not.
Oh, you want a penis in your ear? Is that what you're saying?
This is very confusing. Can you please elaborate?
Okay. I'm imagining the reconfigured hole to be the same as your average nostril or ear hole.
Okay. Ooh. Imagine that you hopped a chain link fence and you ripped your nuts right off. There's a hole there. Now putting your penis in there. It's probably, if your nuts got ripped off, you're a doctor, you tell me.
No, there's not. There would be blood, there'd be tendons, there'd be muscle, there'd be no hole.
Feces?
No.
Well, if it was him. The feces is already in the underwear.
That's semen. And nobody's perfect. Yeah. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were saying that you would?
You're trying to tell me, you're trying to coerce me into saying that, yes, I want
to
see a fake
vagina. I'm trying to say, I don't understand you, and I'm pointing in the direction of Dennis and TPC. How are you not even the least bit curious? Would you ever sleep with a fleshlight?
Like, no. I would clean it up and put it away.
Intercourse. But you would stick your penis in a fleshlight. Repeatedly until you can.
I'd do that, yeah.
And then you'd have your wife clean it out because you're disgusting.
I'd dump it on her tits like a gentleman.
Right on her back. I don't even know it.
Shout out to my father-in-law who might be listening.
Shout out to my father-in-law who's definitely not listening. But someday we'll find out that I talk about his dick way too much. So anyway.
Or not enough.
Are you?
What do you think?
Peter's the man.
Yeah.
Since when are we using names?
No. He said it's Peter.
Oh.
He is the Peter of a man.
His name's Peter. So you're not even the least bit curious.
I am not bi-curious.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying in a vacuum. Have you ever put your penis in a vacuum?
It sucks.
You guys get
it? It sucks? God damn, I'm good.
All right, listen, I've been pigeonholed. What's the fascination? Are you serious?
You want to get pigeonholed. That's the thing.
I mean, you're either gay or you're not gay, right?
No. Not true.
Andrew Dice Clay says it's true.
Well, the Dice says it's true?
He says.
Oh, man.
Hickory dickory dock.
To quote a close friend of mine.
Yeah.
You either suck dick or you do not suck dick.
Oh. I think there's
It was me.
There's a
I said
vast
that.
Deference.
What?
Between sucking dick and sticking your penis into a re-engineered vagina.
Yeah.
Actually, it's like, not re-engineered. It's a re-engineered penis, I guess.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. I'm gay. So you're telling me that TPC started selling boner pills to people in retirement homes.
Incorrect.
You are responsible for the rise of chlamydia in old age homes.
What's going on there?
Incorrect. That is very true. We actually have a community in the local area.
Yeah.
In the northern part of Austin that has a 3 p.m. on Friday meetup.
Yeah.
70 plus.
Yeah. Ooh.
Craziness.
So there's a meetup, like you go on meetup.com?
No, like they are in...
in a nursing home.
And it's called Make It Clap.
There's a lot of antivirals.
Yeah. Is it really? Who's patient zero who brought the clap into a, like a retirement home?
Vinny, of course.
Hey, oh.
Hey, come here, you bitch. Get over here and suck on my nuts.
Yeah, you don't want to be a female good-looking nurse in that place.
I guarantee that it's like some sort of... like who's like a male nurse went in there and was like, "This broad's never gonna open her yap."
Not after I punch her in the jaw. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Nanette, keep it zipped.
Nanette.
I don't know.
Oh man,
a lot of Marys.
Did you Mary like, Mary? Why you bugging? Ticka ticka meow.
Did you ever watch Nanette? That comedy. Special on Nanette. Yeah, it's called Nanette.
No.
And yeah.
Who is it?
It's this lesbian comedian who I think she's Australian or British or some one or the other. What's the difference? And she basically is like, "I'm done doing comedy because men are
mean."
Her
name's not Nanette. Her name is that's Gatsby.
That's the name of the
Hannah Gatsby.
Hannah Gatsby, but it's called Nanette. The
Great Gatsby. I know. And guess what happened after she did that? She got famous for that, and wouldn't you know, she came out of retirement.
Yeah. Someone get the Nanette. Yank her off stage. That
I'm
bitch.
With you, Jimmy. Lesbians. Can't trust them, right? Stealing our women and our clothing.
We service lesbians, too. We are...
I would love to.
Right.
Is there a job available for me? Can I stand next to the guy from Afghanistan on your website? I'm going to pull up the website right now. What's that? Texas Pharmacy... Consulting?
That's Amir, by the way. He has a name. Very nice. Married, 2 kids.
Really? What is his stance on fake vaginas?
Dude, what is up with this? Who's the old lady?
That.
By the way, you look fantastic. That's got to be you, right?
No.
Next to the old bag?
I'm the guy on the left.
He's the guy taking the picture, obviously.
Okay. Yeah. It's like Krusty the Clown right there.
Okay,
that's a black woman's hair. We do not discuss that on this podcast.
I did not. I pointed to...
That is Yolanda, by the way, and she's a very nice woman.
Where did you get this office space? Everyone, check out TexasPharmacyConsulting.com. You'll understand what we're talking about. This is a great building. Do you have a spare room for us?
Oh, yeah, a little recording studio we can rent out.
Absolutely. You guys are welcome anytime. Of course, that is a skilled nursing facility that you're looking at. That was just my team huddled up.
Yeah, but you have a lot of cuckoo birds in there. Do you have like a quiet room?
A padded room? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can make arrangements.
Can you leave the crazy lady with the bird in her hair, like, meh?
I can.
With a straitjacket?
So, when is the last time that you gave out drugs to kids?
Well, we also provide for the local children's shelter.
You're a monster.
And it is good work, you know, really.
So you give them, I hear you, it's a good business model. You give them drugs, it's like The Wire, and they go out and they sell it. Are they flipping birds?
They don't go out.
No? They just sell it in the shelter?
Yeah.
As a conservative white male,
customer base.
Do you still give anti-AIDS medications to homosexuals and drug addicts, or is that against your principles?
Well, to be frank.
Be whoever you want.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Are you making a joke? Because I'm being very serious.
My stance.
Have you ever given out anti-AIDS drugs? What do they call that?
The cocktail.
Please, can I have one?
Yes, they're antiviral medications, and we've come a long way in the HIV/AIDS epidemic.
Have we?
Who's we?
Everyone trying to spread it.
We've come a long way.
I know. They're trying to stop it, but it's making a big comeback, like measles.
Well, Will, I don't know if you heard this, but they've tried to branch out internationally.
Who's this?
And get Texas Pharmacy Consulting.
TPC?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, he recently got back from abroad. Is that true?
Yeah, we did. You know,
how dare you? That is his wife.
We're out there for a conference. We're out to France and Helsinki, Finland. And we had a good time. Met some good people and trying to expand the model. What we're really trying to do is we've been talking to the Texas legislature on some law changes.
What? Really?
What kind of law changes are we talking about?
We're trying to...
are we talking about expanding?
To bring to Texas.
Mary Jane. I'm in love with the Mary Jane. Yeah. She's my main thing.
So are you really lobbying? Or are you giving like $5? You are a fucking monster. Did you just tip that thing upside down and pour it in your glass? There's nothing that rankles my tail feathers more. My father-in-law does the same thing, and he thinks it's like a good pour. When you take a beer bottle and you tip it upside down and pour it into a glass, it's a fucking affront.
The guy with the big dick?
Yeah. It's an okay to very nice.
Very okay.
Very okay tasting penis. All right. I can't believe you just did that.
I can't.
You're also drinking Landshark, so whatever. Do what you got to do, but look at the fucking head on that thing. Put that away. I'm talking about your beer. And damn it. What were you going to say? You went to France.
Went to France. Great
Did
time.
You see any ladies' underpants?
We did not.
Wasted trip.
I'll get back to you.
Okay.
No, great trip. And as far as, you know, the marijuana thing, yes, we were shaking a lot of hands, kissing a lot of babies, and seeing what we can do.
Shaking a lot of babies, kissing a lot of hands?
That too.
Man, shaking baby syndrome. Do you have any drugs for that?
I know some people.
Do you? What do you give someone that has shaking baby syndrome?
A little tiny...
35 years of life, yeah.
I was going to say a tiny coffin. Go to hell.
Yep.
You guys sell coffins? Have you ever seen someone die?
Yes.
Ooh.
Why?
Yes. Overdose is pretty popular in my line of work.
Or smothering with a pillow.
Begging for death.
This is what you want, Agnes. Go to the light.
Yeah. Just sign here on your will. Don't ask questions.
So, what do you think about this? Texas Pharmacy Consulting. When you force your aging uncle to sign a medical power of attorney and then kill him in his sleep, Texas Pharmacy Consulting will continue to get his boner pills.
We'll go halfsies.
Guaranteed halfsies. 6 to 8 months. What do you think?
I think that's my new tagline.
I think so too.
Talk to the team tonight.
Yeah. This welcome to Texas Pharmacy Consulting is not going to cut it. What are the taglines you think he could use? Texas Pharmacy Consulting. We're tiptoeing on the line of legal. Right?
No, we are 100% law-abiding.
How many clients do you have, for real?
In the state of Texas?
Yeah.
What is Texas Pharmacy Consulting?
It is, but some of our clinical team have licenses in other states.
Ooh,
so
do they really?
Branched out.
Wow. That's amazing. Legally?
Legally, yeah.
Okay, wow. Yep. Now, I don't want to bring up, I don't want to circle back to something that we've already talked about, but I'm going to do it anyway. It seems like a really hard thing to build a website for our sponsors. How were you able to do it so quickly and with so many people that you obviously don't know?
Right. So what I did was I took a lunch break and...
okay. This was just one day.
Typed up a website and tweaked it. On my second lunch break?
Yeah.
You got two lunch breaks in a day?
Two lunch breaks. Life That's, is good. Man. Life is
it's
good.
Pretty good.
You got to run your own company.
I got to start working for Texas Pharmacy Consulting. Are you hiring? Our listeners want to know. I guess we've got 1, 2, 3. There's 5 listeners left. They want to know. Can we get a job there?
You guys can't, but yes, we are hiring.
Okay. Are you hiring for professionals?
Yes. We have 4 positions open currently right now. Looking to expand a little higher. But I mean, if you're an IT guy,
nope, can't help you.
Nope. We can barely get the audio working on this thing.
I'm telling you, you guys do a great job. Who's Joe Rogan? You guys are absolutely amazing.
Joe Rogan is a very popular, successful podcaster.
I'm surprised you didn't know who he was.
Yeah. No, you guys.
He also, you know, he commentates for the UFC.
He does a lot of push-ups too.
Yeah. He's a really big guy. Never heard of him?
I don't know if he's big. He's not very tall, but kick the shit out of you. I don't know why you said that, Dennis. Anyway. Anywho.
I'm sizes. So
you said you went to Helsinki, Finland.
Great time.
Okay. There's a lot of rumors about Finland. Let's dispel a few of them.
True.
The people. Is it really...
the best looking of the best? Or?
Yeah.
The guys are fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like well, Aryan Nation types with all the like super like white hair?
Very much. Except for the train inspectors.
Do you remember the guy from Die Hard? Hans. With the guy with the long
Hans
hair.
Not Hans Gruber. The,
and then his brother with the glasses, and he was wearing the sweatpants and had a little bit of a boner.
Is this number two?
No, this is number one. No.
This is
number one. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Was in number one. And remember he chains up the guy and he's punching him. He goes, how's it? Like, I killed your fucking brother.
Yeah.
Fucking yelling at him. It's awesome.
Remember? Yeah.
No. They're all confused. I'm thinking Zeus. Hey, Zeus right now.
Hey, Zeus. Do I look Hispanic to you? Samuel Jackson's the best.
Except for his political views, of course.
What's wrong with his political views?
He just puts them out there.
You know, let's get off that for a second.
Thank goodness.
There's something we should talk about. Mueller report. What are your thoughts, Dennis? Go first.
I was surprised to find that there was no collusion to be found.
I think it's the greatest thing that's ever happened since sliced bread.
I honestly thought that they would find something.
No. I no. never once thought they would find something, and it only goes to highlight the fact that all the news organizations... I'm a moderate, by the way. I'm an independent, I should say. I'm an independent.
Okay.
They're all fucking garbage.
Yeah.
I know you agree with me, Texas Pharmacy. Cause actually, are you going to...
Fox News is pretty amazing.
Fox News blows donkey balls.
They do hire some attractive females, but that's about it. Shout out Chris to Roger Cuomo. Ailes.
Hello.
Yeah, no, you didn't, you weren't surprised, you were, did you ever suspect any type of collusion?
Well, I mean, my background, I was a Democrat growing up, became a Republican. Yeah. I think everybody's a crook, right?
Yeah, as soon as you make a ton of money having your own business, you become a Republican, I get it.
Drive around in the Batmobile.
Yep.
Right, yeah, life's good. Yeah. So,
TPC, rolling in cash.
Where were we?
And Quaaludes. What?
Oh, the Mueller report, of course. Well, I mean...
Did you read it yet?
I haven't only had access to the four pages that...
Have you read those?
That Barr has released, of course.
What a dipshit. You got a lot of time on your hands. What, over one of your lunch breaks? I'm sorry. That was inappropriate. You're a sponsor. Oh, he's leaving.
Oh, no.
No, anyway, so long story short, the Mueller report, yes, you know, it is what it is. Did not surprise me either. I think... it exposed a lot of people, you know?
No, I definitely think there was collusion. I just think it's fucking hilarious that it came up as nothing. But this is a really boring topic.
I agree. Hey, what'd you guys do today?
Today, I did goat yoga.
Yeah, I saw some pictures. And you definitely did goat yoga.
So, it's no surprise to anyone who listens to the podcast that I'm super into yoga now. And for whatever reason, the nieces were in town, so the missus decided we're all going to go do goat yoga. And we went to a place called Gayoga, I guess, or Goga. I don't know what the hell it was called. It was in that gallery up on 620 and 2244. It's a nice area.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about even the goat yoga. I usually, the two yoga places that I go to, one through Long John Silver's, they allow you to go to do yoga, and it's at this one yoga studio downtown. And the other one is near the house. They're all unattractive women who go there, and that is perfect for me, so I can actually concentrate. The goat yoga place, not true. These broads are slamming, and so you can barely concentrate on that, let alone the fact
plus,
that...
you get boners from the goats.
A goat literally... takes a dump all over, like right in front of you, and then they'll have like someone come and like sweep it up.
A little dustpan guy.
You remember? Yeah, you remember? I forget which sketch it was, but Chris Farley was a clown, and he used to come out and like sweep up
Nope.
In between sketches, it was a good one. So a goat, the goats would mill around and started like, one of them started like chewing on my shirt sleeve. And then he took like a pebble shit in front of me, like, and then a guy comes over like, dun, 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 sweeps it up and then leaves. But you're trying to do yoga. You know, I'm seriously trying to get Zen over here. It's fucking yoga. This lady puts a goat on my back. It's like, what's going on? So I let it lick my asshole for about 7.
How did this
seven.
Become a thing?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I mean, I got a picture today of Will with a goat, and I had no idea yoga was involved. I didn't get it.
You just thought he was making love to a goat.
There was no yoga.
We get so many of those pictures, I know why you got confused.
Yeah. What, me making love to a goat?
Exactly.
Goat boy?
Yeah.
So anyway, it was an experience.
Would you do it again?
I'm super into. No, I would not.
Would you go if you knew the ghosts weren't coming, but
yes.
Had the same?
Yes, yes. Don't even stop
yes.
talking. Stop talking. Yes, I would totally go. You know what? I don't actually. Maybe I wouldn't. I'm actually trying to do yoga to like
shut up,
to ground myself spiritually,
shut up,
and also get into shape. And I can't do that when I do downward facing dog and look behind me, and there's just a gigantic set of beauties sitting right there, and I'm not even a boob guy.
You're a fake vagina guy.
Yeah. Yes.
That was so good.
Well, anything else?
So, today?
Yeah.
Then I went to a yogurt planet and got a yogurt.
Well, so you did two gay things today.
What did you do today? This is fucking smart ass over there.
My son had a science fair project. He's not even fucking real kindergarten yet.
How does that work? Yeah.
He's doing a fucking science fair project. So it means I was doing a science fair project today, me and the wife, and it looks fucking pretty good. We had him write out everything out. We had him do a little experiment, took some pictures, plastered them on there, but it looked better than anything I ever did for a science fair or any project I ever did in school.
Work.
But it reminded me when I was in high school, we had a science fair to do, and of course, I didn't do anything. I just slacked off and never did anything. So the day before, I just started bullshitting this whole thing. And I did I had my presentation. So I get up there and I do my presentation on cryonics and cryogenically freezing things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just asked Jeeves about stuff and he gave me some information because, you know,
Jeeves.
Exactly. Oh. So my experiment was I was taking worms and I was freezing them, and I made all this up, and I'm like, yeah, I was like, they all died except for one. It was kind of still moving, but it didn't live much longer than that. And
smashed it with a can.
A+.
And the teacher goes, he's looking at me, he's laughing, he's like, he's like, you know why they died, right?
Do you want to kiss me?
So he said, you know why they died, right? And he explained, this is the first teachable moment in my whole high school career. He's like, when water freezes, it actually expands. And so all their organs and everything exploded inside of them. There was no way they were ever going to live. That is not how you cryogenically freeze something. You don't put it in water in a freezer. And he's laughing at me in front of the class.
What'd you get?
I got a C.
A C? That's
yeah.
it?
C+.
Can I kiss you on the mouth?
No!
Please let me. Can I kiss you on the mouth? Do you want to kiss me or?
Scotty.
No? Do you want to kiss me or?
Scotty.
I know you wanted me to play that much earlier.
Such an idiot. Oh, man.
Yeah. We're playing with some audio clips, folks.
So, hey, folks.
Folks.
Dave, oh, by the way, apologies to Dave Sammarco, who was promised to be the first slot on here, but
yeah,
too much of a puss to actually ask him to come on. Your brother scared me.
Yeah.
He was like,
don't you fuck with Dave Sammarco.
No, he's crazy. Your brother was like, he's crazy.
Yeah.
Don't tell him I gave you my number.
Yeah.
Your brother's like, what, 6'4"?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Corrections. Should have let off with this. What was it, 2 episodes ago? We were talking about how tall the Kelly boys were,
mm-hmm,
and how short you are.
Okay.
We said Mike Kelly was below 5'10 or something. Not happy. He sent me a profanity-laced text And then showed me, he texted me some official documentation or notes of an official documentation from the United States Marine Corps that says he is 6'1.5". It also says he's 177 pounds, which is about 100 pounds light. So I don't really think, I'm not buying it.
Hey,
it was a decade ago, but.
When you're 6 feet, you gotta, you know, you weigh a little bit more.
I don't think he's 6 feet. I don't believe Russell Wilson's 6 feet either. For you football fans out there, blank stares from Uncle Denny. Russell Wilson is a quarterback, a professional quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks of the National Football League.
In fact, I got a picture with him.
Did you really?
To show his height. He's got about 2 inches on me.
Does he?
And I come in at a whopping 5.
You look like him.
8.5.
Oh, you... Sure. Sure.
Roughly.
Did you just say 5'8.5"?
Yeah, minus...
Holy, what are you wearing, heels?
Anyway,
he's on really heels and an escalator.
And, I think we talked about it a little earlier. Ezekiel Elliott was on our plane too, and he only has a few inches on me too. I mean, height wise, he's
in the
tall.
In the Schmens department. Yeah, from a girth perspective, that guy's probably walking around with a Coke can in his trousers.
Actually, he was super nice. He talked to my wife for a minute, and then
I'm sure
about
he did
his history with women, and I said, "Babe, let's get on the plane."
Yeah,
you mean banging them?
Beating the shit out of them
on the plane, or beating the shit out of them.
I think he did some stuff.
Which would be worse?
I think it was a combo, same night.
Okay. Yeah.
And then something at a party or something.
Your boy Gronk retired today, this week too. Party's over. Gronkmobile.
Party's just starting for him.
Pound Town. It's going for it.
Yeah. Speaking of Pound Town, what fucking Segway City?
Hi-yo. You know what you should do? Every time we have a good Segway, you should say Segway City, because I freaking plan that out, you dingus. I'm the best, and you are the worst. Texas Pharmacy Consulting for all your consulting needs.
So, the city of Dripping Springs, which is adjacent to Austin.
You used to live there.
I used to live close to there. I was actually in Austin still.
Right. Wink. So, you used to live in Pound Town.
So there is...
Stupid ass.
There is a... is someone trying to raise money to put the question on the ballot or the vote on the ballot to change the name of Dripping Springs to Pound Town?
Love it.
Yes. So, I think they met their goal, and it's going to be on the ballot.
Because of who, though?
Because of Jesse James.
One Jesse James.
Fucking, yeah. West Coast Choppers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because he lives
in Austin.
Yeah, I don't know if he lives in Dripping, but he's got that, what's he called? Monster Garage or whatever?
Yeah, I don't think that's still
place?
On the air.
What's his place? Yeah.
Yeah, West Coast Choppers.
Wait, no.
Yeah.
Also got that tattoo of the dollar sign in his hand that says pay up, sucker.
Pay up, sucker.
Really?
You should have a tattoo like that.
He used to bang Sandra Bullock, too.
That Benzodiazepine, no, sucker.
I've never banged Sandra Bullock.
No. Jesse James bang Dra Silva.
I don't think Sandra Bullock's... She's got great personality, but she has a nice dumper, I guess.
She does nothing for me either.
Bird Box Challenge.
Bird Box Challenge? What is that?
It's when you have sex with Sandra Bullock blindfolded.
Oh.
Everyone
does
that.
That's the challenge? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, if you can come, you win, but no one's ever won.
Take that, McConaughey.
So, you know, that was the most odd match of a couple, them two. If
Jesse
you ask
James
me.
And Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
She likes bad boys.
You think?
I have a tattoo.
You do?
I bet I got a fighting chance there.
Probably.
She's got a real vagina.
Ugh.
You think so?
I'm pretty sure, don't you think?
Well, it's probably been worked on a lot. Jesse James was in there with his...
No. See, the new vagina is like a new model coming off the floor.
You think?
Yeah.
It's like fucking race car.
You don't want to blow that thing out. Look like a deflated balloon.
Oh, no.
Forget it.
Forget. I'm out. Man. So, that was crazy. And I hope... Because I actually build houses in Dripping Springs.
Humble brag.
And, just the people buying houses right now, and then they close on their house, and then the name gets changed to Pound Town. And
you think that's going to hurt sales?
Yeah.
Or increase sales?
I think it would really hurt sales. Because the guys who think Pound Town is funny can't afford to live in these places. Me included.
So how many people live in Dripping Springs? I mean, do you really think that has a fighting chance?
Dude,
what do you have to get over 50%?
There's no way it gets changed to Pound Town.
I am going to move to Pound Town just to get it renamed.
Yeah. So I don't ever think that would ever happen. But if they have enough high school kids in there who are just like,
right,
they just turned 18, they're like, let's do this thing.
What about, wasn't that started in England when they said, hey, name this like Royal Caribbean ship, and they put it out there as Bodie McBoatface or something?
Bodie McBoatface. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Pound Town's a pretty good name because it's not like too over the top. But yeah. Pound Town.
Hey, let's go down to Pound Town. Taking you to Pound Town.
Just where's that wait. Festival? It's in Pound Town.
Fuck you. If you don't want me to go, just fuck tell me. It's fine.
Are we going on a date tonight, honey? Yeah, we're going to Pound Town. Big time. Speaking of going to Pound Town, how about Michael, that Farmers, Michael Jackson doc?
Yeah, I watched it.
James, did you watch the Michael Jackson documentary?
I haven't, but please, I'd love to hear about it.
The Michael Jackson documentary? Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We're just talking about Britain, so it's...
Sponsoring tonight is Love Street, apparently. Love Street from Carbosh. It's a good beer. So I am lucky enough to pirate HBO from my brother.
And you mean you're too cheap to buy it and you'd leech off your brother?
Yeah. So I only got to see the first episode because by the time the second episode came, it wouldn't allow me to stream it anymore. So I only saw the first 2 hours.
Okay.
I don't think you need to see any more to understand what's going on in the documentary.
What the?
Jesus Christ. I tell you what it is. It's a railroad job against Michael Jackson is what it is.
You know, it's I had the same feeling, but the way those two guys were just so like they're kind of nonchalant about it, like they seem yeah. just like
I don't know, guys. Dude. They look like they were pretty bent out of shape. They yeah. got bent out of shape by MJ.
Yeah.
They went to Pound Town.
So
yeah. I tell you what, I'll never listen to Little Red Corvette again.
I don't think that was Michael Jackson, but
Raspberry Beret?
That's close, Prince.
Get off.
You bastard. Listen,
Prince sure. Prince Jackson? The son. Daughter. There's a Prince Jackson, right? Yeah, he Paris. Named one of his kids Prince. Prince was the boy, Paris was the girl.
Blanket.
You get a fucking blanket.
What was a blanket?
Oh, yeah.
It is. So a colleague of ours was out in LA the other day at a TJ Maxx, and no shit, saw Michael Jackson. Like, not even kidding. People say that he's still alive. Isn't that ridiculous?
A Wait, colleague of ours?
Of TPC. We oh. have,
oh. All right.
But where was he?
In... No. He was at TJ Maxx in Inglewood.
You think Inglewood up to no good, says Dr. Dre.
He does. But Michael Jackson's people are like, he's dead. And they're like, no, we swear to God.
Hoo-hoo! Where are the undershirts?
Why was he there, you think?
Shamo. I have no idea why he was there, but he was in the boys' clothes half-off section.
Yep. This guy pays our bills, folks. So
he does not pay our bills. this guy gets free advertising. We're gonna put up with this shit for free advertising.
So the.
So do you believe? Let's just cut to the chase. Do you believe Wade Robeson and that kid Jimmy?
I believe Jimmy Shave Shack. It's like Safe Shack, right?
Yeah, Shake yeah. Shack.
Shake Shack.
Guy's a millionaire.
I think, yeah, I do believe that.
Totally.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Totally. I don't know why they keep the rings. Like, Jimmy broke out those rings like nobody's business.
Because he was actually married to him, so he should sue for half of everything. But I got the ring right here.
You're doing it again, by the way. You just cracked a beer, and you're pouring it straight into that fucking thing. That's 3 inches of head.
This guy is absolutely... I fucking me was. I pour my beer right now.
I'm going to fist fuck you in a second for doing that.
Face fuck.
Wait a second.
I'm not comfortable.
Wait a second. Do you have diamonds on your wedding ring?
Yeah.
You are so Italian, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
Only where it counts.
Where's your Fiero? you should buy a Fiero and roll up of that thing.
Or the Irish, the IROC.
Don't even start.
It's been confirmed.
No, it has not. It has by who? Your Italian friends?
No, by Dante, by Tony, and by Christopher.
Silvio. I'm not even going to say. IROC does not start with Irish. It starts with Italian.
Yes.
Incorrect.
Yes.
And you people are cruising. You're out cruising.
Yeah. Fucking retards. What?
What?
Oh, so Michael Jackson.
Right. Grooms these kids. By the way, the moms are on there. So it's all about Michael Jackson and his how he grooms these two kids. Wade Robson, who was a... If you ever saw Behind the Music video with NSYNC...
Of course not.
Kid, that guy was a genius. Absolute genius.
Him and Britney Spears. He choreographed everything. I know you're a big Britney Spears fan.
Yeah. You know who didn't do shit was Jimmy Chitwood. This guy didn't do jack. Right?
No.
What did Jimmy Chitwood end up... What did they ever say like what he ended up doing?
No. He wanted to be like a... What was he?
He's architect?
He wasn't the one who wanted to be a filmmaker, right?
I didn't see the second half, so okay. I don't even know. Anyways, is he married to a dude?
No. They're both married to women.
I bet they're pretty good-looking women. Do they show them at the end?
The one of them is, you know, she's not that good-looking.
Jimmy's.
The other one... Yeah, Wade's much hotter.
Wade's rolling in.
Yeah, he's got an Asian wife. Yeah, and but she's like got a super pretty smile. She's like a happy girl. And,
oh, she's one
like
of those American. Asians.
Yeah,
fucking racist.
Fuck that.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I thought you just meant you wouldn't want to have sex with one like
that.
No.
Did they talk about the Jesus juice at all?
They did. So he was saying that all of a sudden. He didn't call it Jesus juice, but he said he'll bring in wine, like white wine.
Semen is what he called it.
Like, you know, sweet wine. But did you remember the way that he liked to get off Michael Jackson? No, you don't.
No.
His big thing was, like, they would, like, fondle each other, maybe blow each other. But then he would have the kid get on all fours and spread his butt cheeks. And he would jerk off while he looked into their butthole. That was his thing.
Did I ever tell you my story about my buddy when we used to look at each other's buttholes? I told it a couple episodes ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything except for the... So...
You told us everything except for the...
We were probably that age. We weren't... Yeah. I didn't. Maybe he did. I wasn't looking because he was just looking at my butthole. But
did you see right out of his mouth or what?
That's whenever I think about it, I'm like, what's going on in there? Can you see all the way to the top?
You wanted to put a flashlight in there and look out of the
I did. Open his mouth? We were in the woods.
Yeah.
It was a good time. But yeah, when that happened, when he was like, oh, he liked to see me on all fours and look at my butthole when I jerked off, I was like,
oh, man.
I used to do that.
Yeah. Oh, so you did jerk off. Cool.
No. Yeah. Yeah, that's I did. Cool. I was probably 9, 8.
When you started
what
jerking
off? What
the
hell was my...
No way.
Yeah, 7. Yeah. What was my mother letting me do running around when I was 8 years old looking at buttholes? I'm serious. I'm trying to think of because I'd have to walk through the woods to get to his house. How was I not raped as a kid? My mother was actually pretty good. She's a pretty good mom. A really good mom. She's a helicopter mom. She didn't give me any leeway to get raped. It's a bummer.
What an asshole.
So anyway, these dudes, their mothers were even worse. Because the interesting part about watching these guys talk about Michael Jackson is they talk about him with reverence still.
Yeah, like, they both were like, yeah.
I mean, they talk this, the story that ends up leading to sex, it's very interesting to hear them talk about him like, hey, we had a good time. I liked it. And they're very conflicted about the fact that, you know, they had to blow him. The moms, not conflicted at all. They smile, shit eating grins, ear to ear, still thinking about leaving their kids, you know, being...
They felt their kids
groomed.
Because their kids were like that.
And they still feel like that. They're super happy that this documentary is coming out. Like they're recounting the stories about Michael banging their kids. Jesus. They love it.
Any relation to the Utah family from...
Hey, B.
No, but same kind of thing where...
How's she doing?
Like, oh, I'll sleep... You guys sleep over here down in another part of the... Another wing of our mansion.
Yeah.
And me and him are going to sleep in our bedroom.
He looks like an alien. That's the... Yeah, Michael Jackson looks like an alien.
Yeah.
But anyway, great documentary full of nice tips if you're trying to... Yeah, you're trying to really groom a kid.
Yeah,
it was
or
hot.
If you just need a jerk-off sesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time. They don't do a lot of pictures of Michael Jackson.
They do some videos, and he was not a good-looking person.
No.
What was it?
Kids liked him, though.
Didn't his father beat the donkey out of him and stuff?
Or? They say his father castrated him.
Chemically castrated him.
Yeah. Jesus. To keep his voice.
Which couldn't have... Well, chemically castrate somebody, can you still jerk off?
Yeah.
You still have a penis. Yeah. Would you be interested in it?
Yeah, yes. I don't think
castration is your nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't have any like.
I think you do, but you don't produce semen.
Let's try.
All right.
Bend over.
We know
your butthole.
Someone here would definitely nick off my nuts.
I mean, yeah. Nick?
I'd cut TPC.
Those, cut
would,
those bitches off.
Guy.
You've got a guy who's got some stuff for you.
Yeah. That and he would jump at the opportunity to stab someone.
Have I told this story yet? Texas Pharmacy Consultants was the first organization that I went to get a bursa-sac infection drained. So, called up. We were just talking about it, and I think I showed you that I had a bump on my elbow. It was a good-sized bump. And you said, hey, I can take care of that. Now, at the time, you were working for a different organization. So I went in, scheduled an appointment like a gentleman, went in, walked to the back where the pharmacy was, and I see these two young, attractive pharmacy techs there, and their faces light up, and they say, Jimmy, I think he's here. So you come out. Apparently, the story had made the rounds that we're going to do a medical procedure today. We're going to drain a bursa-sac. So we go back to the pharmacy. You grab a needle. I don't know. Probably clean. Who knows? And you attempt to drain the bursa-sac infection in my elbow.
You had a pretty thick sack that day. It was tough to get to.
Had a big sack. Surprise, surprise, it didn't work. I went to a regular doctor who said, why did you do that? You should be going to a real doctor to do this. You could have really gotten, you really could have hurt yourself.
That's BS. They just say that to get money, man.
It is true.
Come see me.
I think you got probably most of it out.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. It looked the same size. It might have been a little bit bigger. After they were done with it, it was fine.
No. It was like you loosened the lid.
Right.
Yeah. They just got the lid off.
So, just so everybody knows, Texas Pharmacy Consulting, you don't normally do bursa sac infection withdrawals, right?
I mean, we'll do anything you ask.
Apparently.
If you pay.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Fake vagina?
No. We'll stop at fake vagina. We'll let you look at our butthole.
Sweet.
There you go. And, sign me up.
That's your new tagline, Technus Pharmacy Consultant. We'll show you our butthole.
We'll let you look. Well, sorry. Back, if you guys don't mind, the gifts in that bag.
I gave it to you already.
It's in this beer tonight.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
It's beer. Actually, it's half foam the way you poured.
For Will, it's a honorary.
Let me see.
TPC lab coat.
No
what?
Way.
I didn't have time to have engraved with your name or TPC on it. It's just a white lab coat.
Hang on for a second. But, white lab coat. It fantastic. Looks like just a short sleeve shirt, but I'm going to throw it on.
Hey, Austin area, if there's a doctor committing felonies around town.
Are door-to-door doctors still a thing?
I'm here to check your vagina.
There is.
Fake or real? Stab your pap smear.
There's only one way I could tell.
Proctologist.
Let me see your butthole first. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Looks good on you, sir.
Man.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, you're good. And
Jack is big too.
Dennis, I know you like to cook.
I do.
I know you're a big fan. So on our trip to France, I brought you back a little something for the kitchen.
And
I also know you're a big fan of Hoots. So,
this is the best gift I've ever received.
So it is a an apron of the French flag with two rips where boobs are showing. Nice ones, too.
Nice, perky cans.
And it says Paris. Well, thank you.
That
what
is
a great sweet. Gift.
You know?
Anytime,
wow.
Paris. Anytime.
Man.
Texas Pharmacy Consulting. Not all about buttholes. Good people.
Mostly. Not all.
Not all, though.
Wow. Majority.
You are a bowling shirt guy, right? You like bowling shirts.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. This looks like a bowling shirt. So, is this actually a coat that you would wear?
100%, sir.
Really? And so, what does it normally say?
I remember the team.
Ooh, look at... Yeah, it's got pockets.
Oh, yeah. That's the real deal.
Yeah. Can I have a stethoscope?
Pockets.
You can't.
No.
You'll blow your ears out or something.
Yeah, those are only for doctors. You need to show your medical license when you
doctor,
get...
Doctor, doctor. I feel like Fletchens thing.
You look great.
You look like Spies Like Us,
I Dr. Stanhausen, what's his name? Yeah, Cocktoasten. Dr. Cocktoasten. Fletch was a great movie. Why is Chevy Chase such a dick? Why does he have a reputation as such a dick?
Because I think he's a dick.
Yeah.
He just is like, I was on Saturday Night Live and I started comedy.
For 2 years.
Have you guys ever discussed the Caddyshack behind the scenes?
Never seen the Caddyshack behind the scenes.
Fucking best show of all time.
Caddyshack behind the scenes?
Yeah, it's like Bill Murray versus Chevy Chase. And like,
is it a movie?
No, it's the actual documentary. Harold Ramos or however you say his name.
Harold
Ramis.
Yeah, they they were just fucking coked out all
Harry
the time.
Harry Anus.
Really?
And the judge. And Rodney Dangerfield used to try to party with them, even though he was way older.
Yeah.
But the judge was older and he like fucking hated them because they were young and drunk and fucked up all the time.
Yeah.
And then Rodney would show up drunk and fucked up all the time with the young guys. It's fantastic. Yeah. I'm telling you.
What was it called?
Caddyshack behind the scenes. I don't know. Something like that. It's an HBO.
Oh, really? Thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing.
Nice hat. Kind of free bowl of soup.
So,
Danny.
That was written by National Lampoon's.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's National Lampoon's Caddyshack.
Yeah.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
That's the other one. Have you seen the documentary?
Yeah, do you see that documentary?
No.
Well, it's not a documentary. Did you watch the movie?
Yeah,
it's a movie. Will Forte plays the guy. It's called... National Lampoon's. No. I'll think of it.
There's a documentary about a movie about National Lampoon's?
Yeah.
How it started?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
How about how it ended?
That's awesome, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. You don't know how it...
No.
Oh, okay.
Don't ruin it for me.
No.
We'll watch it next time. You're not invited.
No, I don't want to be here. Yeah. But no, Bill Murray and Chevy Chase hated each other.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Really? Why? Bill Murray's kind of a... he thinks pretty highly of himself.
I don't think he does. I think he just...
Oh, like, my God. Anybody who crashes a fucking wedding and is like, hey, I'm just going to crash your wedding.
Yeah, because those people didn't want that.
It's
at all.
Sad. You do see him in downtown Austin, like on Dirty Six, trying to party with the young folk.
Yeah, exactly.
It's called a Futile and Stupid Gesture.
A few who?
A Futile and Stupid Gesture.
That's the movie? Yes. When did it come out?
2018.
Will Forte, isn't it?
Will Forte.
Netflix?
Netflix.
No.
Yeah, I watched it on Netflix not too long ago.
It can't currently be on Netflix, is it?
Maybe. I have it on my phone. I'll look it up while
you guys
continue to talk about tips.
Right now, just pull it up.
Speaking of sad and drinking a bar, shout out to Mr. Belding, who is also on Sixth Street, about 200 pounds over his Saved by the Bell weight. And
Mr. Belding was
one hair on his head. What's in this beer tonight?
Not a hair on his head. Was he the one? There's a lot of those guys that were pedos. Was he a pedo?
That's another thing about that.
I know why you watch this. You're a huge Emmy Rossum fan. You queer.
She's not even. I am, but that's not why I watched it.
Do you watch Shameless?
Yeah, I watched a lot of the seasons. I haven't seen the last couple.
Dude. I will watch that because I think she's attractive.
She's fucking hot as hell.
Yeah.
Your mega fan, your number one fan, turned us on to Shameless.
No, I watched it way before he started it. That guy's a fucking come along. He's like, oh, I heard that you watch one thing. Let me watch it, too.
Who? TX via NJ?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, come on. That guy doesn't watch television, does he?
No. He's
How does he have time to watch TV?
Party. I watched Shameless, like, first season when it came on Showtime.
I was the first one to watch.
I'm the coolest. But no, on that Michael Jackson documentary, they started talking about all the other directors that he was introducing the kid to, and like, every one of them has had pedo stories about them.
Brett Ratner?
No, he was... I don't think he was born yet.
The guy from House of Cards?
Spielberg.
A woman. A woman! Spielberg does not have pedo stuff
does.
Against him.
Yes, he does.
Spielberg?
Oh, they all do. Yeah. Crazy.
Hang on. Spielberg pedo. Nice for Spielberg.
I before E, except after...
SP.
S, yeah.
Pedophile. Crispin Glover.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg is a pedophile. Pedophile?
Pedophile.
Is it true that Steven Spielberg is a pedophile? There are pedophiles all over. I don't know if Steven Spielberg is one, but many people are. Such as Joel Schumacher.
This is funny.
Oh, I guess so. Hey, all those names, you know what it makes me think of?
Yeah.
You must have thought it was White Boy Day.
That's what.
So dumb. Steven Spielberg is the worst one in Hollywood, says Tropical Heat. I just saw him tell a kid in the Goonies to say, and never get their balls out to some grumpy men. What? Totally yeah. Uncalled for. Oh, cool. This guy just doesn't like the Goonies. Like, Joel Schumacher directed The Lost Boys and Flatliners among, boy, people who get, you know, you might always be able to tell somebody who's been raped by somebody because they have terrible spelling. None of these guys. Steven Spielberg, a nunce, it makes me shiver. I'm just reading.
Stop reading things and let's get Reddit. Back to the podcast.
I'm on Reddit. Trying to figure out who's a pedo.
Had you on Reddit at all?
I don't know. That's where you find out how to arts and crafts.
I don't know. That's Pinterest. But also Reddit. I can't navigate that fucking thing. I have no idea.
No, it's very difficult. But people do. People know how to. And we've been trying to get the podcast up there forever. And I can't fucking figure it out for the life of me. If anyone out there knows how to get anything on Reddit, please reach out. ThisIsSoDumb.com @SoDumb_podcast. What else? What else are we on?
We're on iTunes and all your live streaming services.
Dummies @ThisIsSoDumb.com.
Yeah.
Reach out.
Reach out.
Like, share, rate, touch, fondle, caress, splooge. That's right. Let me know how to get on Reddit, for crying out loud. We're also going to try to get on YouTube at some point also.
Yeah, that'll be good.
That'll be great.
Yeah. You should wear that lab coat.
You should wear that smock.
I'm going to. I'm never taking it off.
And you should wear that shit-eating grin of yours.
Big shout-out to Texas Pharmacy Consulting for
joining us today.
It's been a pleasure. The studio is great. I'm here to wish you guys all the luck in the world.
And really proud of you guys. We're here to wish you all the luck in the world. You're going to need it after this. You know what this has been?
So dumb.
So dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.